That's my advice for players and coaches.
Find a way.
Create your own opportunities. Yeah. You know, find a way and create your own opportunities, no matter how long it takes.
They need to find somebody that's going to love them and take care of them and prepare them for the real world. Because this baseball thing ain't going to last forever.
And I think where JUCO becomes a fantastic option is if you don't fall in love.
I think it's really important that we link, as parents and coaches, we've linked identity with you know, who they really are, and leave baseball as the thing that they do.
Welcome back to the Are You in the Book podcast, where the journey is greater than the destination. Brought to you by the Baseball Blue Book. Are you in the book? And now, your host, Eric Wobinoff.
All right, welcome back to the ABCA Convention 2024 here in Dallas, Texas. Eric Wobinoff with the Are You in the Book podcast. This morning, we have a special guest with us, one of our sponsors, ID Evolutions, Chad Miller. How are you, sir?
Very, very good. Thank you very much for letting me come on this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And thank you for the sponsorship. This has been a great show. Tell us a little bit about you and your company.
Well, I'm a self-proclaimed hillbilly with a beagle, but no, from northwestern Pennsylvania originally, and had a very, very awesome opportunity from the standpoint that I grew up in a sporting goods store with my mom and dad. They had a hog and beef farm, a sporting goods store. My dad worked in a factory, so typical northwestern PA urban or rural town. And so went from there. Played at Cleveland State for my freshman year, then went on to play at Slippery Rock University and had this absolute honor to play for Jeff Messer, who was the president of the ABCA in 2019 and Hall of Fame member. And then went on from there to coach at Penn State Beaver in Rochester, Pennsylvania, ironically, in Rochester, not Beaver. It's in Beaver County. And then went on to coach at Marshall University. And I spent the last 19 years in medical device sales. And I've been responsible for being part of about 7 different medical device patents. So I have a pretty good understanding of biomechanics and orthopedics and anatomy and physiology. Coach Messer, in 2019, we had dinner at the ABCA and was like, hey, man, I'd really like you to come back into baseball. And he goes, you're really the only meathead geek that I know that understands baseball and understands biomechanics and physiology really, really well. And he said, you know, we're in a really interesting time in baseball because analytics has somehow become to really start driving the bus. And he said, we have all these science guys who really understand baseball, and we have all these science guys who understand science.
Yeah.
And we have all these baseball guys who really understand baseball. And he goes, we have 10.5 million people caught in between that are called players. And he said, as the president of the ABCA, I'm responsible for helping them guide their way through this very murky water time. And he's like, if I come out and I recruit and I watch another kid do this who's trying to manufacture a launch angle, he goes, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And he's like, "We're kids are going to get beat up." And he called it. And he said, you're going to start seeing four-seam fastballs with high spin rates and high rise rates. They're going to come back. And it was funny, Justin Verlander, I think, personally thanked Chris Bryant's dad for putting another $65 million in his bank account because that's, you know, he goes, it elongated or lengthened his career by another 4 years because he's like, my slider hurt every single time I threw it. But I throw a four-seam fastball, 96, with 19 inches of vertical rise. Thank you very much. You collapse that back half, I'm going to own you. And sure enough, he's had a phenomenal career. And so what I started really taking a deep dive over the next really 18 months was, number one, what technologies are scalable, you know, I'm going to say, for the common working man. Because I love Kinetrack. Absolutely love it to death. Love Scott and the work that Scott Coleman is doing over at Kinetrack. However, it's just not cost effective for a high school or for a small college. And being a Division II former player, you know, I'm really sensitive to that. And so then I started looking at other technologies, and I started looking at, you know, the Blast Motions, which is a phenomenal at-home tool. And then you start looking at Uplift Labs, which is by far, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, is the most scalable motion capture system in the market because it operates off the same platform as the Tesla technology, self-driving car technology.
Okay.
So it uses topographical mapping to map out 1.1 billion data points every single swing.
Wow.
But what's cool about it is it's actually able, you can articulate the understanding. K-Vest is a great technology. However, wearable technologies are very difficult because you have to calibrate them
right
every single time. So it takes you an extra 20 minutes. And when you're operating at scale, so with ID Evolution, we do a lot of camps and clinics. I'm on the road 40 weeks out of the year doing camps and clinics throughout the United States. And last year, we had the opportunity to actually put our hands on about 8,500 kids. And so for us to put our hands on that many amount of kids and have a technology we've got to calibrate for 25 minutes every single time we use it.
Yeah.
You know, you got Neuraxin, you have 4D, you have all these systems that are phenomenal systems when used with the right user. And most importantly, you have the time to use them. They're phenomenal, but they also have a lot of room for error in the operation and setup. And so with Uplift, we're able to do it where we set up two iPhones and boom, we're up and running. It's awesome. And we provide 1.1 billion data points. And then being able to take that information and then actually use it is the next point of that. And so if you look at force plate technologies, AMT and Vald and all great companies, but however, if you're looking at sine waves, if I walked up to 98% of these coaches that just walked out of that room and said, show me, tell me what this means, they'd look at me and look like I was talking to him like Charlie Brown's mom. They'd be a womp, womp, womp. And I'm like, you know, that's the biggest thing where we're missing, because now kids are driving the bus on this. You know, if you talk to Arkansas, Michigan, you know, any of these programs, Harvard, the first question that kids ask is, what is your force data?
And interesting. Like,
what do you mean? And they're like, what do you use for force plate data? Well, the kids don't know what they're talking about either.
Right.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
It looks good on Instagram, looks good on TikTok, looks good on X. But at the end of the day, we have a lot of great, it's the best of times and the worst of times.
Yep.
Because we have a lot of great data points, but we don't know how to actually articulate them. And so that's one of the reasons that I'm so passionate about what we do at ID Evolution is that, number one, I'm going to be very arrogant saying this, I think we're the best at scientific bat fitting in the world. The reason being is we actually take the data that we take 24 KPIs, we then marry that up with 9 different points on the bat, and then we put together a player development plan off of that. We say, hey, this is what you're doing really well, this is your recommended bat model, but most importantly, here are the deficiencies that you need to be aware of. You go to Marucci's lab, and they're going to say, here's your bat, you know, I've got a great certain player that did very, very well this year, I'm not going to mention his name, came to me right after he went to Marucci's lab, said it was a great experience, people were really nice at DPL. However, I walked out of there after hitting 111 mile an hour ground ball to second baseman, and he said, here's your puck knob, here's your bat, this is great. And he's like, I don't want to do that.
Right, right.
I want to hit a ball over the yellow line. And he's like, how can I consistently put myself in a position to succeed? And so if you really, I guess, long story short on how we got to where I'm from, is that we are a player optimization company as much as we are a player bat company. We pride ourselves in education first and science second.
Chad always answers my questions before I even ask them, because that's exactly what I wanted to get to. It's really, from a layman's perspective, we've got all these data points. We've got data coming out our ears, right? And we can collect it everywhere. I think it's also what Tesla's struggling with. They've got the data points. It's now how to take that and actually have it do what they want it to do. And that's what you're really about. And that's, I think, where I want to get to is it's not just about bat fitting. Mm-hmm. It's about the swing, recognizing some of the deficiencies, some of the things that they're doing, and then helping them focus on what can make them better. Talk about just take a parent or a player through what do you guys do? 8,500 players show up. What do they expect from ID Evolution?
Number one, we're going to start from the ground up. We're going to analyze how are they actually using their feet, and from a science-y perspective, how is their foot actually moving in space? So, for example, the best way to put it is everybody has some sort of foot pathology. Everybody does. You're born that way. We're humans are perfectly imperfect. And so your body is one of the greatest and most amazing things in the world, because we compensate for everything.
Yep.
Some of our greatest successes are going to come from compensation. I call home runs beautiful mistakes. Because if we hit a ball square, you know, the old Ted Williams hitting a round ball with a round bat square, we're going to hit a knuckleball. Because we hit the center part of the ball,
yep,
and we're going to hit probably 120 miles per hour, and it's going to be a knuckleball. That ball will not get out of the park. Theoretically speaking, it will not get out of the park. It's going to be, if you're 6'5", it's going to be at 5'6", and it's going to basically it'll go through the fence before it goes over the fence if we hit it perfectly. You know, you talk about launch angle and things like that. We have teacher man that's teaching to swing up on the ball and tight turns and things like that. But it really boils down to understanding the science and the kinematics and the kinematics, which kinematics is effectively the transfer of kinetic energy through your body. That's what it is. It's physics. And so we're going to take 24 key data points. So we're going to start at your feet. How do we get into what's called a stack position? So is our knee above our ankle? Is our hip above our knee? Is our shoulder above our hip? Or is our chin above our belly button? Throughout the whole entire course of our career, in a simple term for that, am I being athletic and being able to actually do what I need to do to put myself in the best possible position to be successful, to hit the ball consistently every single time? And I can tell you that when we're analyzing swings and a lot of things that we see, that doesn't really happen a lot.
Yeah.
And it's actually not being taught a lot. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to build out that report on foot kinetics, then mobility screenings, then how do we actually use the ground, but most importantly, how do we take all those data points, and then how do we get that into the kinematic sequence? And the kinematic sequence is a fancy term for the order of operations of your swing. And I tell kids this all the time. If you've taken algebra, my took came out there, my grandma, I apologize, Western PA coming out again, lived in Kentucky for 20 years, so grammar's not my strength all the time. So if I look at that, my kinematic sequence or my order of operations of the swing is my hips, my shoulders, and my hands. Are they firing in that sequence? Because if they are, because if you think about how kinetic energy flows through your body, you live on a farm, a goat farm.
Yep.
And so obviously you've shot guns to get the coyotes away from your goats. So when I fire a gun, the first thing that happens is recoil.
Recoil, yep.
Well, we actually, a load, if you look at it in its most native sense, creating recoil from a gun, pulling that trigger of the projectile going out the barrel, we're creating the same type of recoil off the ground. My business partner, Heather, just walked up. She likes me to use the trampoline because it's a little bit more PC. The trampoline effect, where I'm generating force into the ground, well, force has to go back up.
Back up, right?
So for every action, there's equal opposite reaction. So we're trying to generate that force into the ground, trap that kinetic energy into our gluteus maximus. And that's a very important statement because we've got three muscle parts to our glutes. The glutes are made up of three muscles, the gluteus minimus, medius, and maximus. We basically are starting connectivity from our foot up through our Achilles tendon, to our gastroc and soleus, which are our calf, up to our hamstrings. The energy then travels up our hamstring to our minimus, our medius, and our maximus. If I, because of my foot, go on my outside part of my foot or my inside part of my foot, I actually negate the ability to actually engage that muscle. And so if that energy isn't being able to be stored in that gluteus maximus, well, right there, we just lost to begin with.
Interesting.
And so we did a very interesting study 2 years ago with about 200 professional players. We did it in conjunction with a couple different major league teams. We actually hooked up an EMG, which is basically a nerve conduction study. And we found only out of 200 players studied, only 15 professional players engaged their glute appropriately.
Wow.
So that's one of the things that Heather and I did was when we work with a player, and people always like kind of look at us kind of crazy when we say this, in one session I can increase your exit velocity as a professional player 5.1 miles per hour. At the college level, 4.3 miles per hour. At the high school level, on average, 3.5 miles per hour. And the very simple thing is all I do is I teach you to get balanced. That's it.
That's crazy. I forgot to tell the audience you needed to get a notepad out and a pen. We were entering a physics lesson here. It's all about here right now to me. I appreciate this. And just so everybody knows, we're putting a lot of videos out on the Baseball Blue Book app with Chad and his team and ID Evolution to give you a little bit more information on this. And I also wanted to do a shout out to my good friend, Dr. Bob. He's the foot doctor. He's on the radio up in New York. And he talks about foot all the time. Mm-hmm. And it sounds a lot has to do with the feet, the balance. You just said it's about the balance.
Balance, 100%.
So you've gone through this. You got the data points. You're evaluating their swing. I had talked with one of your partners yesterday, and they talked. And my question was, I had a minor league player with us, and I said, you don't want your at that level. You don't want your hitting instructor to start changing everything.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
So When is the best time to really start evaluating and going through what you have to offer?
This is one of my favorite questions you ever asked. And so the reason being, and actually to my point with Heather, Heather's background is very, very, it's very unique and diverse. And it's just like my background. And really, we have Alan Thomas as our other partner who's, and I'm going to brag on him, he is probably the best strength conditioning coach in the world for baseball. So he is the only two-time Nolan Ryan Award winner in the history of MLB, which is for the top strength coach in MLB.
Yep.
And so one of the coolest things about that is the seasonality. Heather's background, she was actually, I would say, one of the top three wild animal trainers in the world, and she would probably throat punch me in from across the screen for saying that. But she ran the Washington State Grizzly Bear Research Center. And so what's cool about that is, if, and this is going to sound like very feng shui, or not feng shui, it's the wrong term, but very out there, but bears and baseball players are very much the same because we all live in seasons, right? So from October 15th to November 15th, as a baseball player, we should be shut down. Like I'm saying, go into hibernation mode. You shouldn't think about a baseball. When I'm working with a 15-year-old, I'm like, dude, this doesn't cool to do this now, but I want you to go ride your bike. I want you to go swimming. I want you to go hang out with your buddies. As a softball player, do the same thing. Don't even think about a baseball. Just go chill. And go do whatever you do that's outside of baseball because you need to rehab not only mentally but also physically. If you think about the way that muscle is grown, we're creating micro tears in the muscle bellies.
Yep.
And then the rest is actually where we get stronger. So from November 15th to February 15th, that's your money time. That's bigger, faster, stronger, but most importantly, we're breaking you down to the minute detail of biomechanics. February 15 hits, from February 15 until March 15, now we're working on timing, tempo, and cadence. When can I get my front foot down? When that pitcher's in his power position or her power position, we're talking about softball, their front foot down is my front foot down. Their hands back, my hands back. That's all about basically February 15 to March 15. March 15 to April 15, now we're working on what pitch do I hit really, really well? What do I identify really, really well in the zone? But most importantly, what position of success can I be in? I'm no longer thinking about my weaknesses. I'm only focusing on my strengths. Then once April 15 hits, it's game time.
Game time.
Right? Yeah. It's about how do I continue to basically stay in the best possible position, its maintenance phase. So if you think about a bear walks 50 miles a day, which is crazy. Nobody knows that stuff. They walk 50 miles. They're high-performance athletes.
Absolutely.
And not only that, they're rummaging through garbage. They're trying to kill things. They're trying to have fun. They're playing with their buddies. They're wrestling. And so with that being said, baseball players, we're doing the same exact thing. So how do we, from really April 15 until October 15, put ourselves in the best possible position to succeed?
That's great. Or survival.
Or survival.
Survival.
Once All-Star break hits, it's survival.
It's survival.
And so to that point, we bat fit our guys three times a year for that reason.
Okay.
Because
and why do you do that?
Because you're different phases of strength, right? And so if you look at that, when November 15 to February 15, I need to be swinging the heaviest thing I can because I'm in strength phase.
Yep.
February 15 hits into March, when I'm in the middle of spring training, I want to make sure that I'm actually, like, I need to get zoned in. That's my game back. All-Star break hits, I'm dinged up. If I'm a catcher, if I'm a center fielder, a shortstop, a high wear position, I'm going to see a strength delineate or strength basically degradation that's going to occur. I may have to cup out a little bit. I may have to adjust my balance point. I may have slid into second base. My thumb got jammed.
Yep.
There's certain things, or my neck stiff, something happened that I've got to adjust that.
That's great. This is a lot of great information. So where are you going to be this year? It's going to be an exciting year.
Oh,
we're
man.
Super excited about partnering with Chad and ID Evolution and his entire team. So what's the next step and then kind of where we can find you?
So from now until June 10th, I'm a carny. And so I don't smell like cabbages. I have normal size hands. I'm just kidding. So I do like cabbage, though. But I'll be actually traveling. So we basically, Heather and myself and AT, we have an operating facility out of Arizona that we're at. But I also fly. I spend 3 days a week in Arizona, 3 days a week in Florida right now, training our players, our pro players. I'm kind of like a bear, I guess. I'm kind of seasonal in the way I travel. And June 10th through July 31st, I'll be in Rochester, New York at our Summer Collegiate Developmental Program, which is probably my favorite program because I'm getting to work with college players. And if anybody wants to sign up for that, check out idevolution.com. Check out our summer collegiate developmental program. It's an extended spring training program.
It's awesome.
Where kids wake up. We're on the field. We're in the weight room at 8 a.m. We're in a weight room from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Not 10 p.m. I'd like to be in the weight room at 10 p.m. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're back out in the field at 10:15 in the morning. From 10:15 to noon, we're hitting. Then we take a break from 1 to 1:30, or from noon to 1:30. We focus on nutrition and fueling. And then we come back out on the field at 1:30. We're out for defense. Then from 3:30 until 4:30, working on speed, base running, and strategy.
That's awesome. And we will have that those events in our app. So the baseballbluebook.com, you can download the app. And we will have an events calendar, and you can pull that information. Also, just look up ID Evolution profile to find more information. Chad, I appreciate the opportunity to have you on.
Yeah.
Lots of great information. Wanted to give everybody just a quick kind of a snippet of what you do. But you went into it a little bit. We'll give a lot more resource information that you can follow up with and find out more information. Chad, thank you very much. And do you have anything else?
No, I mean, I was just saying thank you so much for the time. I really enjoyed it. What you guys are doing is absolutely amazing. I think just education, more education is the key to really making our game a lot better. And again, thank you very much. I'm very humbled to be on.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.